أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذي اشتراه من مصر لامرأته أكرمي مثواه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا. وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض ولنعلمه من تأويل الأحاديث، والله غالب على أمره ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 21 of Surah Yusuf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues to speak about the life or the incidents of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Amongst the beauty of the Quran is this: Allah spoke about those matters from which we would gain hidayat with regards to Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam in the well and taken out of the well. And now Allah Ta'ala does not speak about the journey onwardly, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about those facts that are most pertinent. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam was brought by that caravan to Misr, to Egypt. Some of the narrations suggest that his brothers had to make sure that Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam would not escape from the people of the caravan, and then perhaps he would have gone back home and all the issues, then he would have informed his father Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam about the happenings, about his brothers throwing him into the well, etc. So in order to make sure that Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam leaves the vicinity, leaves the area, the brothers made sure that they not only saw this caravan off after they sold Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam to the people of the caravan, but they walked with this caravan a long distance. And they also emphasized time and time again that Yusuf alayhi salam is a slave. He has the habit of running away. He's a runaway slave. And they should make sure that he's tied so that he would not return home to his father, Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam. So the Quran does not speak about all these incidents. These are found in various narrations. And hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala begins the next chapter of the life of Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الَّذِي اشْتَرَاهُ مِن مِصْرَ لِمْرَأَتِهِ أَكْرِمِي مَثْوَى. The person who had purchased Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam in Misr, Misr refers to Egypt, he said to his wife, honor Yusuf alayhi salam, keep him with dignity, keep him with respect. Perhaps asa yanfa'ana, perhaps he will be of benefit to us. Aw nattakhidahu walada, they had no children apparently, and hence we may then adopt him as a son. So keep him not like the other slaves, but give him an honorable stay, make sure he is comfortable, etc. Who this person was, here again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not speak about the details, but in the various narrations we find that this person was known as Aziz of Misr. He was known as the chief minister of Egypt. Be quite clear about the fact that the person that saw the dreams that comes later in the incident of Yusuf alayhi salam, he was somebody else. He was the king of Egypt. And here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about the Aziz. Allah Ta'ala is speaking about the chief minister. His name Qitfir and Itfir has come in the various narrations, and he purchased Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam after the people of the caravan brought Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam to Egypt, and they brought him to the slave market and he was sold. Many a bidder bidded for Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, and according to the various narrations, the price now that was paid for Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam was the weight of Yusuf alayhi salam in gold, musk and silk. Those were the commodities of higher value in Egypt, and obviously Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam came at a very high price. When this person purchased Yusuf alayhi salam, or rather when he had seen Yusuf alayhi salam, he had seen qualities within Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam that he had recognized to the extent that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu would always say that there were three people that seen the value of three people, they recognized it, they understood the value. One was Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam and the Aziz of Misr, that when he saw Yusuf alayhi salam, he understood the value of Yusuf alayhi salam. Otherwise, we all see boys all the time, but nobody knows the value of individuals and what would become of individuals. We fail to see the potentials of individuals, and Allah Ta'ala give us that insight also. The second person was the daughter of the person of Madian, Shu'aib alayhi salatu was salam. When she saw Musa alayhi salatu was salam, she saw the qualities of Musa alayhi salatu was salam. She said to her father, Istajir, take him as a laborer, employ him. She saw qualities in Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam. And the third person was none other than Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He had seen the qualities of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that on his last, he had appointed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the Amirul Mu'mineen to see to the affairs of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So such was this kind of judgment that he said to his wife, Akrimi Maswa, that look after him, make his stay honorable and make sure he is comfortable, that perhaps he will be of benefit to us. أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا, or we will take him as a son, because they did not have any children. Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu.